This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Identity of deceased or Baklung Jeep accident shortened President Bidya Devi Bhandari expresses sorrow over the demise of 14 people in the Jeep accident. Judicial Council recommends 7 people for the position of district judges. Nepal leading the medal tally of the 13th South Asian Games with 23 gold medals. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal vows to end malpractice of working in private clinics by government doctors during office hours, and 23 killed in Sudan's capital Khartoum after a fire triggered by an explosion tore through a factory. Now the news in detail. 14 people have died in a jeep accident at Kopcheob Badigard rural municipality in Baklung district yesterday. The identity of all the deceased have been ashortened. Police said 3 people injured in the accident were brought to Kathmandu for further treatment. The victims were travelling on the ill-fated jeep to Nisikhola, Baklung, from Ismav Gulmi to worship their clan deities. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed sorrow over the demise of 14 people in the jeep accident. Likewise, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba also expressed grief over the demise of 14 people in the jeep accident, extending condolence to the bereaved families. Congress President Deuba wished for speedy recovery of those who have been injured in the accident. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health is making a notable improvement with a wound from the appendicitis surgery on him healing gradually. Doctors involved in the Prime Minister's treatment said the Prime Minister's overall health condition, including his kidney, is good. Executive Director of Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center Professor Dr. Uttam Krishna Srestha said there has been a significant improvement in the Prime Minister's health. The cut resulting from the surgery is healing. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has said all should work together for the protection of people with intellectual disabilities. Inaugurating the 24th Conference of Asian Federation on Intellectual Disabilities in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of 20th International Day of Persons with Disabilities, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon stressed on the need of treating people with disabilities in the same way other people are treated and supporting them in their educational and all-round development. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal has stressed on ending all kinds of shortcomings and irregularities seen in the health sectors. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of International Day of Persons with Disabilities in Bhaktapur yesterday, Minister Dhakal shared that he was holding discussions with experts to address the problems of health sectors. He said the government doctors should stay full-time in the office and they would not be allowed to work in private clinics during the office hours. Health Minister Dhakal also stressed on making health facilities accessible and affordable to needy and poor people. Meanwhile, the government of Nepal has decided to run measles vaccine campaign throughout the country. With a slogan of complete vaccine secured a future, Health Service Department of the Ministry of Health and Population and Family Welfare Division will run the campaign in all 7 provinces. To make the campaign successful, the government is starting province-level awareness campaign from today. Nepal is leading the medal tally in the ongoing South Asian Games, winning 23 gold, 7 silver and 11 bronze medals so far. A report by Kaushal Khimire.
Nepal is still leading the medal tally of the 13th South Asian Games with 23 gold, 7 silver and 11 bronze medals. India is in the second position with 12 gold, 13 silver and 9 bronze medals, while Sri Lanka is in the third position winning 5 gold, 14 silver and 27 bronze medals. Pakistan is fourth with 4 gold, 11 silver and 9 bronze medals. Similarly, Bangladesh is fifth with 4 gold, 3 silver and 21 bronze medals. Likewise, Maldives has won a gold medal and 2 bronze medals, while Bhutan has 2 bronze medals. Nepal won 8 more gold medals yesterday. Nepal won 2 gold medals each in Wushu, Taekwondo and Karate, and a gold medal each in athletics and triathlon yesterday. Nepal's Kajal Shrestha won gold medal in Taekwondo in the under 46 kilos category. Similarly, Bir Bahadur Mahara won gold in Taekwondo under 68 kilos category. Likewise, Bijay Sinjali and Susmita Tamang have won gold medal for Nepal in Wushu. Similarly, Santoshi Shrestha won a gold medal in athletics for Nepal. Likewise, Himalaya Tamata has won a gold medal in triathlon for Nepal.
Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Parbat Gurung has said regulations related to the rights of people with disabilities would be brought soon. While addressing a program organized to mark the 20th International Day of Persons with Disabilities in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung said the Ministry for Women, Children and Senior Citizens was preparing to publish a national report on disability for the first time in the country. Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister Ridesh Tripathi has directed the civil servants under his ministry to work as per the government plans and policies to meet the set targets. Addressing the first 4 months review meeting and the meeting of the Development Problem Resolution Committee at the ministry yesterday, Minister Tripathi directed the civil servants to work with the spirit of meeting government's target. Minister Tripathi also stressed on ensuring the implementation of federalism, human resource development, smooth public service delivery and good governance, saying such factors make the government successful or failure. The Judicial Council has recommended the names of 7 district judges. Council spokesperson Man Bahadur Karki said the council meeting chaired by Chairperson and Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Rana yesterday took this decision. The Undersecretary working under the Judicial Service recommended as district judges are Gehendra Raj Panta, Bidya Raj Paudel, Mahendra Raj Kafle, Tekra Joshi, Indira Sharma, Man Kumari BK and Rita Kumari Bakrel. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यसै नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has conferred the Tanka Prasad Acharya National Pride Award to Nepal's ambassador to India, Nilambar Acharya. The award set up in memory of former Prime Minister and one of the precursors of Nepal's democratic movement, Tanka Prasad Acharya, has been conferred for the first time. The award carries the purse of 200,000 rupees and a letter of appreciation. Ambassador Acharya was honored with the prize in recognition of his contribution to the restoration of parliamentary democracy in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 23 people have been killed in Sudan's capital Khartoum after a fire triggered by an explosion tore through a factory. The government said in a statement that the blaze also injured nearly 130 people. Several critically suggesting that their toll from the fire could rise as the burned were being treated at local hospitals. Thick plumes of black smoke billowed into the sky after the blaze broke out at a tile manufacturing unit in an industrial zone in North Khartoum. Democrats on Tuesday accused United States President Donald Trump of abusing power to win re-election in 2020, saying in a report that will form the basis of any formal impeachment charges that he solicited foreign interference, undermined national security, and ordered an unprecedented campaign to obstruct Congress. The Democratic-led House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, which has superheaded the impeachment probe, said Trump had used U.S. military aid and the prospect of a White House visit to compel his Ukrainian counterpart to do his political bidding. A delegation representing parliamentary bloc Sirhoun Forward, led by Shia leader Muqtada al-Sadr, has met with President Barham Saleh as Iraqi politicians gathered in Baghdad to discuss a way forward after 2 months of anti-government protests. The meeting on Tuesday, which sources in the president's office confirmed to Al Jazeera, came after Iraq's parliament accepted the resignation of Prime Minister Dale Abdul Mahdi. Abdul Mahdi, who has taken on a caretaker role, had offered to step down after Iraq's topic, Shia scholar Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani urged a change in leadership. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the western region and partly cloudy in the eastern and central region. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 19.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.1 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Identity of deceased of Baglung Jeep accident, a shortened President Bidya Devi Bhandari expresses sorrow over the demise of 14 people in the Jeep accident. Judicial Council recommends 7 people for the position of district judges. Nepal leading the medal tally of the 13th South Asian Games with 23 gold medals. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal vows to end malpractice of working in private clinics by government doctors during office hours, and 23 killed in Sudan's capital Khartoum after a fire triggered by an explosion tour through a factory. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.